This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The scheduled work of the UN Human Rights Council was halted temporarily on Monday as member states voted on a request from Ukraine to hold an urgent debate on the crisis following Russia's military operation. Ukraine ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Yevhenia Filipenko, described the death and suffering caused across her country amid reports that talks were underway between Ukraine and Russia at the Belarusian border. UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said that Russia's military attack on Ukraine had already killed scores of people and put countless other lives at risk.
The military attack on Ukraine is putting at risk countless lives. Most of these civilians were killed by explosive weapons with a wide impact area, including shelling from heavy artillery and multi-launch rocket systems and airstrikes. The real figures are, I fear, considerably higher.
The Ukraine delegation called for the Council to set up an international human rights probe into the Russian move. Russian Ambassador Gennady Gatilov opposed it, countering with Western inaction at the targeted destruction of people in eastern Ukraine. The debate is scheduled to take place on Thursday. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians have sought shelter abroad as the country's neighbours continue to keep their borders open, the UN refugee agency UNHCR said on Monday. Here's UNHCR spokesperson Shabia Mantou.
Our colleagues are speaking to new arrivals. They're reporting grueling journeys that had spanned the course of a couple of days. There are many women and children among them, and they're exhausted.
At one crossing point into Poland, thousands of cars have formed a line stretching back 14 kilometres into Ukraine, and one new arrival told UNHCR that she'd spent 3 days trying to reach safety from Kyiv, a journey that would normally take just 7 hours. UN scientists have delivered a stark warning about the impact of climate change on people and the planet. They painted a grim picture of the effects of global warming over the next 2 decades, including ecosystem collapse, deadly heat waves and floods, and other unavoidable climate hazards. According to the latest report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, children today could experience a 4- to 5-fold increase in extreme weather events during their lifetimes. The UN Secretary General echoed the experts' concerns at the report launch in Geneva.
I've seen many scientific reports in my time, but nothing like this. Today's IPCC report is an atlas of human suffering and a damning indictment of failed climate leadership.
The report projects that children in parts of Asia will be particularly exposed to losses in coastal settlements and infrastructure caused by sea level rise. By 2050, more than 1 billion people living in low-lying coastal cities and settlements globally will be at risk, and South America will face increasing water scarcity. Daniel Johnson, UN News.